Nolte, Disney fires remaining staffers at woke National Geographic. By John Nolte on June 29, 2023. Today's edition of Get Woke, Go Broke covers Disney's firing of all the remaining staffers at the child grooming National Geographic. Oh, what a shame. A magazine that promotes grooming and child mutilation is falling apart. Can I get a boo? Can I get who? Okay, how about a tee-hee? From the far-left Washington Post, a faltering fake news site that seems awfully upset about the end of a magazine that promotes grooming and child mutilation. The cutback, the latest in a series under owner Walt Disney Company, involves some 19 editorial staffers in all, who were notified in April that these terminations were coming. Article assignments will henceforth be contracted out to freelancers or pieced together by editors. The cuts also eliminated the magazine's small audio department. The layoffs were the second over the past 9 months, and the fourth since a series of ownership changes began in 2015. In September, Disney removed six top editors in an extraordinary reorganization of the magazine's editorial operations. Here's my favorite part. Among those who lost their jobs in the latest layoff was Deborah Adams Simmons, who only last September was promoted to Vice President of Diversity, Equity and Inclusion at National Geographic Media, the entity that oversees the magazine and website. There's nothing like the news of a newly unemployed gay fascist to make my heart sing. National Geographic will continue to publish monthly. But the writing is on the wall, and this left-wing rag that long ago betrayed its customers by becoming a propaganda outlet for the Democrat Party is undoubtedly on its last legs. And, naturally, National Geographic relentlessly pushed the climate change hoax. Back in the early 80s, when I was a teenager who spent his summers living and working on my grandparents' dairy farm, other than work there wasn't much to do. The only TV channel available was PBS. We were miles from anything resembling even a gas station, and I had no car. There was, though, a bookshelf lined with National Geographic magazines. What a treat it was to lose yourself in a tour of our exotic and endlessly fascinating world. The photos, the prose, the in-depth study. From that little farm in Milton, Wisconsin, I traveled the world. That was the appeal of National Geographic. Sure, even back then the magazine published articles about the rainforest, air pollution, and stuff like that, but this was a rarity. Mostly it was about taking the reader all over the world to meet all kinds of different people. What happened to National Geographic was a real shame. In the best way, it was once a publication that taught us tolerance and empathy for those different from us through our shared humanity. By familiarizing us with different places and people, we came to feel as though we knew them and all the human qualities we had in common. There was no preaching, no lecturing, no scolding. It was all in the subtext. Whether it was some primitive tribe on some previously unexplored island or the Amish or the population of Antarctica, you felt a connection and with this connection a desire to let people be. That was the magazine that once attracted 12 million subscribers and enthralled a 14-year-old farmhand. That was a magazine about unity, about bringing us together in our shared world. That's all gone now. Now it's this and this and this. Divisive, smug, off-putting, agenda-driven, and worst of all, anti-progress.